Almost 21,000 Alaskans signed up for health insurance on healthcare.gov during the open enrollment period that closed February 15th. Susan Johnson announced the numbers at a press conference in Anchorage today. She's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Director for Region 10, which also includes Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Johnson says Alaska's increase of 62% over last year leads the region.
The Alaska numbers are incredibly strong. They're over about 162% of last year's numbers in half the time. We just had 3 months this year. We had 6 months last year. So that's huge.
Nationally, enrollment increased 41%. Nearly 90% of Alaskans who enrolled qualified for a subsidy to help pay for it. The average subsidy was more than $500 per month. Johnson says she is hopeful state lawmakers will decide to expand Medicaid, which would offer health coverage to thousands more Alaskans. The federal government funds the program at 100% until the end of next year. Then the state share gradually increases to 10% in 2020. Republican lawmakers in Alaska have said the state shouldn't expand Medicaid because the federal government will abandon that generous funding commitment. Johnson calls that argument a false asteroid.
You know, I'm used to politicians thinking that federal dollars have sort of third grade cooties attached to them. And I got over that in sixth grade. And I think that we can get over it to see that it's really about those people who are suffering and could die and need our help now. It's a trust in that need, not a trust in the federal government.
It would take an act of Congress to amend the Affordable Care Act to reduce the federal match rate for Medicaid expansion.